Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
What's up, Pennsylvania? Like, take that, take that, take that, take that! It is your girl, Kathy Barnett. I am sitting in for my friend, your friend. She is so adorable, guys. If you have not gotten to meet Dawn Stensland, I mean, she really is who she is off the mic, who she is in front of the mic. Such a dear, sweet person. She's going to hang out with her family, and that is always a good thing. And I get the opportunity to come and spend some time with you guys. I love it here. You're listening to the Dawn Stensland Show. I am Kathy Barnett, sitting in for Dawn Stensland on the number one talk radio station in Philadelphia, as well as Pennsylvania, covering most of the Mid-Atlantic. I just really like saying that. And I have, again, with me, because I just love the banter, and it's so much that's happening. I tell you guys all the time, trying to keep up with what's going on in our world is like trying to drink water from a fire hydrant. It is almost, it's next to impossible. You can't even digest and process one thing before 10 others pop on you. So helping me for the next hour and so is my friend, Chris. I always get his last name messed up, but it's Tris Tramoya.
Very good, yes. Although, you said it better than most family members I have.
I mean, because I was just asking him, like, I don't see that other syllable. Yes. I see Chris Tramoglia.
It's the joy of the Italian language, the yes. G is silent.
So. Yes, and what did you tell me it means?
Yes, so in Italian, my last name means three wives.
And, of course, he has
zero.
So you're behind, Chris. Yes. You're behind, and you're an American. We don't play that. Yes, you exactly. Get one at a time.
Yes.
You understand?
But, I don't really want one. That's fine. I'm good with just one.
So. Oh, yes, one. I know. A man who finds a wife finds a good thing. Yes. So, yeah, I will attest to that. But anyway, Chris Tramoya is a reporter and editor at Washington Examiner. So much. I went to bed last night with a big old smile on my face because finally Republicans are not talking about, you know, Republican. Boy, we love to talk. We love to beat our chest talking about what we're going to talk about.
Wag our fingers, too.
You know, oh, we love wagging our fingers. We love saying, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Or you do it one more time.
This time I mean it.
This time I mean it, right? And finally, by the grace of God, we'll see where this goes. But I went to bed with Comey actually being the former FBI director, James Comey. What a snake. Finally being indicted on two charges. You want to bring us up to date on that?
Well, I think you said snake is right, because it's, you might be actually insulting snakes there.
But, reptile.
Yeah, right, like whatever you want to call it, but vermin. But no, like he was indicted for basically lying in during his time as FBI head. And as usual, in typical left-wing liberal Democrat fashion, you know, they're all up in arms. They're saying that's not true. They're blasting Trump. They're saying it's the overreach of the Trump administration. It's, you know, everything we've heard for the past 10 years criticizing Trump. They're using it to categorize what happened here. When in reality, FBI Director Akash Patel posed, you know, showed the proof that he did do what he's being accused
we
of.
We all know this.
And not only that, this wasn't even Trump. A grand jury indicted him, which is just kind of just gets omitted in all the narratives passed out by, you know, the liberals.
It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is doing it. Donald Trump,
a very powerful
DOJ
man.
Is doing it. No.
Last week, he was taking over the FCC and the airwaves. This week, he's like, you know, controlling the justice system. He wields
if anything,
power. It's
you know,
just amazing the narratives that they create on the left.
Yeah, you know, okay, let me just bite. I mean, like, there's so much I can, like, you know, double click on, but let me just get to what I really want to say. These James Comey put out a video last night, right, with the violins and I will not be a slave. I will stand, right? And I'm thinking to myself as I'm listening to this, I had to force myself to listen to it. It's not that long, but I had to take breaks, like intermittent breaks, trying to listen to 2 minutes of him, you know, like stroking the violin. And all I could think of, these bunch of hypocritical gaslighting jackasses.
Shame
that's
he didn't have
are.
Seashells this time. You know, that would have been good if he had that.
I know, right?
That was the only thing that I 86, saw missing from the video.
Right? Yeah. Like, that's 86, all of that. But, I mean, they're just so hypocritical. And the fact that I would be so ashamed knowing what I've done and then pulling out the violins and trying to string a different song. But it goes to what I say often. These people are unrepentant. They're the worst of the worst that somehow found their way into a position of great power. And I was, my other thought was, let's see if these hypocritical gaslighting jackasses can stand up under the same scrutiny that they put Donald Trump in, right? Because if there was a crime to find with Donald Trump, we would all know about it by now.
If he sneezed wrong, incorrectly, he got indicted.
I mean, the man was, you know, I don't care what you think about him. I mean, it got so bad towards the end. I had Democrat friends and family members saying, yeah, we know that the government is weaponizing against this man, but we hate him so much we don't care.
Right.
Like, it got so bad, so obvious that this was such an overkill of what Democrats were doing to Donald Trump that it just became so obvious even to my more radical family members. And they were just like, yeah, we know, we don't care. Let's just get him. So let's see if, and Donald Trump still stood under all of that, and there wasn't anything that was that we found from a criminal perspective. Let's see if Democrats can tout that same line.
Well, that's the I guess crazy thing you could say here is they have the audacity to, like, you know, play victim after everything they did, and like the show trials, the Soviet Union style show trials that they tried to get then former President Trump, that now when the tables are turned and there are legitimate claims here to be made and potentially legitimate crimes that Comey committed. Now, all of a sudden, they don't want to just, you know, they all tweeted like no one is above the law. It was almost like it was like coming right from the DNC ordered to put on their social medias. No one is above the law, except if you're a Democrat, apparently, because then they want people to be above the law and then they don't want to hold people accountable for their crimes. And you know, that's now what we have with this with James Comey incident. And we'll see where it goes.
And we saw that, right? I see Mango Mush saying that is the problem, Kathy. If you guys are watching on YouTube, you can go out there. You can watch me and be a part of the conversation. But he says, Mango Mush says, they don't care just get Trump at all costs. And this is where we find ourselves right now. These people just don't care. We're going to take a break. I have Joe Penland on the line. So we're going to take a quick break so that I can bring Joe in and keep the show on track. Okay, guys, I see you. You are listening to Kathy Barnett. I'm sitting in for Don Stensland, and I see y'all on the other side. Let's get
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get into some trouble. You are listening to Kathy Barnett. I am sitting in for our friend Don Stensland on the Don Stensland Show. The call-in number is 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. I would love for you to chime in. On the line right now is, you guys know him, Mr. Joe Penland, Joe from Texas.com, Joe from Texas.com, joining me, a builder, job creator, and a straight shooter who's been investing in people and in the Lone Star State for decades. Joe, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Kathy. Thank you.
Yes. Listen, I was talking to your friend, my friend Scott, and he sent over this article that you wrote, and that is up on Newsmax, called "Amend Article 5 to Defuse Our Ticking Debt Time Bomb." And my first thought when I hear, because I've been hearing, I've been a conservative for a while out here, and so you often hear conservatives talk about the Convention of States. We need to do Article 5. But it was interesting as I was reading through your article that we already, for some time now, Article 5, the requirements to call in Article 5 that allows states to get together and amend the Constitution, that threshold has already been met. We've already had the 34 some states who come together and said, we want to take the power from the state. I mean, from the federal government, we want to rein the federal government in over this spending. That threshold has already been met, and yet it hasn't been done. They haven't met. They haven't done it. Why?
Well, they've ignored it. There's no two ways about it. The Constitution gives the states the right that if they see the debt getting out of control, or you can actually, call a convention for various things to amend the Constitution. And this was specifically on the debt running away in our country. And in 1979, we had 34 states that did log in to have a convention. It was ignored. We've also passed that again in 2016 and 17, where we had 36 states again. So, you know, Congress has ignored it. And if you read the Constitution on Article 5, when we talk about having a convention for proposing an amendment, it says that Congress shall call a convention. It doesn't give them a if, or possibly do we have to. The word is real clear. It says shall, not should, but shall. And they've ignored it. And, you know, we had a press conference in D.C. the other day to let that be the topic. Jody Arrington, the chairman of the Budget Committee, headed that up. And we had some really good speakers, including former Comptroller General Dave Walker. And Bruce Lee was there. It was well attended. We had some news media there. But I'll tell you, frankly, Kathy, I haven't seen anything in the news about it. I wonder why they keep that so quiet.
Yeah, I wonder why. So when you say they, who are you talking about? So the states have come together, 36 states, as you said, have come together. You only need 34 states to come together and say, we want to do a convention of states because we want to amend the U.S. Constitution. We need to rein in the federal government on a particular, whatever the issue may be. And we've met that threshold. So what has to happen next? Like, who is the they? Do we need Congress to acknowledge the convention of states before the states can actually do what they want to do?
That's right. There's two ways we can do it. Congress can do it, or the states can ask Congress to do it, or in this case, there may be legal action coming down the pike. We hear rumbles of that. There's some attorney generals that are very unhappy that they've been ignored now for you know, several decades on this topic. But yes, we have to do that. And Kathy, if you go back to our contract from the American people that you have a copy of, and we had out for the last 2.5 years, when you look at the first two things there, we say that our country, we need to rein in spending and control the national debt. The second one is we need to set up a mechanism to control the debt for the long term. And in that, we talk about the constitutional amendment. So we've been pushing this a long time. Dave Walker discovered this 3 years ago that the states had already met the threshold twice. And that's why we're here today talking about, and that's why they had the press conference last week in D.C.
One of my chief concerns when I would hear conservatives talk about a convention of state or talking about Article 5 is that if the states have the ability to open up the Constitution, I don't know if I trust our people, I don't care if you're talking about the Democrats or the Republicans, to remain focused enough to just focus on and tinker with the Constitution on the things that we would all readily agree, which is we need a balanced budget amendment. We need some debt limit restrictions. We need to impose upon the federal government some spending caps, some tax caps. We need to do that. But what are the guarantees, I guess, that if the states open up the Constitution, they won't go beyond that and tinker with something that we don't want to happen?
Well, that's what the fear mongers always say, that such a convention would be a runaway event. However, that's not possible in this, because if this convention is only called and it's limited to fiscal issues only. So we got to be real clear that we're not just going to go out there and have a runaway convention. Mm. This is specific to one topic and one topic only.
And that is financial restraint.
That is correct.
And I do appreciate the wisdom of our founding fathers, because, I mean, if anyone was, what's the word? I can't think of the word right now. It just escaped me. But they did not trust a concentration of power in the hands of a few people. And as such, they put into the Constitution kind of like a poison pill, Amendment 5, that or Article 5, that allows the state, because of federalism, the state, what powers have not been delineated to the federal government remains with the state. But our founding fathers had the wisdom to put in Article 5 that says if the federal government gets too big for their britches, here's a way that the states can rein them in. And our debt is a problem. And you're right. No one is really talking about it. We're talking about wars all over the place. We're talking about Antifa. We're talking about education. We're talking about a lot of things, and they're not bad. But no one is talking about the debt.
Well, that's the deal, and that's what we talked about on Tucker's tour and all the time that we spent the last 2.5 years talking to groups of people. We have a lot of problems as a nation. There's no two ways about it. But if we don't solve this debt problem, all those other problems are not going to matter anyway. That's where this country is headed, and that's what's really sad. You know, we need to increase our economic growth by at least 3% of the domestic product, and we need to get it reduced down and maybe take 10 or 15 years to get there. You know, at the end of World War II, it was at an all-time high of 112%. Mm-hmm. Today, it's 122%. We're not at war. We got record people working. We got trillions of dollars coming into the country. We ought to be over the top right now with making money. And the problem is you're taxed enough. I'm taxed enough. We send in plenty of money. We just simply spend money over the top. There's no checks and balances, and that's what this convention is going to do. We need to get this thing reduced down to no more than 90% over the next 10 to 15 years, and I think it's achievable only through this kind of action, because they're not going to do it on their own. And, you know, Congress doesn't like to do anything that they're out on the limb. But if we have a constitutional amendment that says you will have a budget and you will adhere to that budget on time, then that gives them the cover they need to make the hard choices. And that's what we have to do. It kind of helps them also.
I love this. I mean, and you are leading by example. I believe, you know, I have tried to live my life as an example of what we the people, you know, we love quote on we the people. No, we the people must stay engaged, and we cannot put all the onus on elected officials and just sit back and wait for them to do something. We have to stay engaged. And I really appreciate you entering into this battle and being such a force to be reckoned with, and have made it in a way that you're talking to the influencers, those in the world of politics. I appreciate you, sir.
Well, thank you so much. We've got some good people with us. When you talk about Jody Arrington, Dave Walker, former Comptroller General, you know, we have got some really sharp people that say, you know what, enough's enough. And they're man enough to stand up there and take the heat. And Jody Arrington is a brilliant guy. And the other day when I'm sitting in that chamber listening to him talk, he talked about this as a break the glass a moment, like, you know, when it's time, like a fire drill or something. You have to break the glass. And that's what he was talking about. It's really, really neat. If you want to, I'll send you the transcript of
that
news. Yeah, that news conference, because that was really good, because you're not going to see it on the news, unfortunately.
No, you're not. But fortunately, most people aren't even listening to mainstream media anymore. Most people are listening to podcasts, listening to radio stations like this one, the number one in the state of Philadelphia and all of Pennsylvania. So that's the good news, that people are branching out on where they get their information from. I would love to have that.
We'll send it. I'll have Scott send it to you. It's a good read, for
sure. Okay, sounds great. Sir, stay safe, and I appreciate you guys. Take care.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I adore him. He is just, I love it. He's always talk. You know, I mean, people don't talk about debt and bring you back in, Chris, because it's not sexy. It's not emotional. You know, it's really hard to get people all to understand that this is unsustainable. We're at $37 trillion and growing every millisecond. This is unsustainable, and education won't matter. Borders won't matter. Nothing will matter if we don't find, I mean, and I guess, you know, you can kick the can down the road for so long that people just get complacent about it. But this is very important. It's a very big issue.
I think at one point, were concerned about the debt in the beginning days of the Trump administration too, with Doge, and that kind of just sort of like withered away,
petered
like,
out.
Yeah, just no one really talks about it anymore or cares about it, and it just kind of was like, oh, we'll just keep spending recklessly and uncontrollably.
Yeah,
and it kind of just was like, you know, evaporated.
Well, I've always been opposed to convention, a convention of states and Article 5 because, quite frankly, I don't trust anyone to open it up, to have the backbone, to stay focused, to do what is necessary, close the thing up and move on about your business. I have very little trust in the hands of those with that kind of power, but I can be convinced. We have to do something. And
well, I think there are some politicians who have been pushing for it. I know Senator Rand Paul is a big fiscal hawk, and every year he releases his remember?
I remember that.
His Festivus report, and he talks about all the government waste. And I think every year he's pitched, he's introduced a plan called the Sixpenny Plan that he details out over the next like 5-10 years or so how the government can eliminate its deficit and balance its budget. But you know, all the people, both sides, that talk about how important and dangerous, you know, reckless the budget is, they kind of just don't really put their word, you know, behind their intentions here. They just never talk about it. They never do anything. They just let it kind of go. And I think, like you said, it's not a sexy issue, right? It's not like one of those things that people are out protesting in the streets. Like, no one's protesting. Like, stop spending
stop
government
spending
money.
Spending my money. Stop taxing me. No one's really talking about that.
Governments don't hold, you know, press conferences outside the Capitol
building
saying, so I think that's why, you know, you don't, and it kind
of
gets
out of mind.
Pretty much. So,
yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Okay. I see Justin giving me the breaks. He's giving me the hand. Okay, guys, listen, well, you are listening to Kathy Barnett. I am sitting in for Don Stensland on WPHT 1210. Here's a call-in number, 855-839-1210. See y'all on the other side. October 25th of this year, I am hosting my first of many Seed and Roots Summit, Faith, Family, and the Future of Work in America. Those are the building blocks that has made this country great. Faith, family, and work. These are the three things I use to claw my way from underneath the rock in dire poverty. Most of you know my story. I grew up in a home with no insulation, no running water, an outhouse in the back, a well on the side. When I say poor, we could not afford the other O. We were just po. But faith, I gave my life to the Lord when I was 19 years old. Now, what do we mean by faith, right? I know most people, it doesn't mean, according to the founding fathers, Christian versus Hindu, going to a Baptist church versus a Catholic church. No, it means I get to live according to my own conscience, not the conscience of the king, not the conscience of a dictator, but I get to live according to my conscience, what I believe is right and wrong. Family, that my one man, one woman come together and put all of our effort in raising up the next generation. The family is the cradle of every civilization, and it's not the community. It is the family. And then work. Work brings dignity. We've broken. We severed the link between work and survival, right? You can just survive with the government now. So Seed and Roots Summit, Faith, Family, and the Future of Work. I am bringing, drum roll. Do we have drum roll, Justin? Okay, it's taking just in a minute. Tell me when you get the drum roll. But I am bringing a whole cast of people nationally. I'm going to have some local people there as well. You can go to KathyBarnett.com to get your ticket. We're going to have VIP lounge. I am offering you breakfast and lunch. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. Drum roll. A little bit more dramatic. This shit. I'm bringing in Killer Mike. Do y'all know Killer Mike? When I say, do you know Killer Mike, Chris? Yeah, most men. I've been doing this kind of informal polling. When I mention Killer Mike, men, black or white, know Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Women, not so much. But men, black or white, old or young, doesn't matter, tend to know Killer Mike. He is a rapper, an activist, 3-time Grammy winner. He, on paper, there is no reason why someone like me would be sitting down, bringing in and sitting down and having a conversation with Killer Mike, right? The name alone tells you that I probably wouldn't know someone by the name of Killer Mike. But this man just won 3 Grammys last year. He's incredibly influential, whether we agree on everything or not. And he's specifically influential among men. Again, does it on paper, 2 different worldviews. But one of the things I learned, Chris, is that a couple of things. One is that we are more, this nation is not divided 50-50, right? 50% on our side, 50% on the other side. No, right. It's more like 80-20 with the majority of people thinking like we think, right? They may not be a Democrat or a Republican or, you know, the political affiliation may not be aligned, but the values.
There's a lot of overlap for sure.
I want to live according to my own opinion and not that of a dictator. I want to raise my own family. I don't want this alphabet mafia coming into my children's school and shoving this radical ideology upon them, putting boys in my daughter's dressing room, taking showers and competing with my daughter. No, most Americans don't want that foolishness. Most Americans want to get up, get a job, keep a job, raise a family, buy a home, right? Go on a vacation, send their kids off to school somewhere. That's most Americans, right?
Absolutely. Common sense issues.
Common sense issue. Most Americans are like that. But the 20%, yes, these people have literally lost their mind.
That's a roller coaster for them.
I don't play with these people. I believe them. I believe that they think I'm who they think I am, right? I believe they want to inflict violence on me in order to shut me up and to get me to sit down and be quiet. And so I believe them. So I don't play with these people. Like most people, like, no, they don't really mean that. No, these people really mean it. And they are radical. They hate themselves. And as such, they hate, there's no love for me and there's no love for country. They don't like beautiful things. They want to destroy. They're all about chaos and forcing their will on the rest of us. So I am bringing this. It is going to be on federal property because you mess around on federal property, right, you're going to get some federal charges. I don't play with these people. We have security, but it is going to be an Independence Visitor Center overlooking Liberty Bell. I've rented off the whole place. It is going to be patriotic. It is going to be a mixed crowd. I don't want to keep talking to the choir. I want people who think they don't think like me. That's the reason why I'm bringing in Killer Mike. But that's Killer good. Mike is going to be himself. He's going to speak, and then we're going to sit down and have a one-on-one.
That's what we need. We need more of that, you know, than definitely have, because you share ideas and, you know, you could show him where he's not right on things. You know?
Well, we will see. Right. I mean, he's very adamant about what it is that he believes. I'm sure he thinks that we are, you know, I'm from Venus, he's from Mars, that we're on different planets, see things differently. But on the things that matter, so we're going to talk about that. It'll probably be some tension in the room, I love tension. Bro, I'm okay with tension.
And think about this, where the location of where you're hosting it is right down the street from where there was a whole bunch of tension in 1776 and 1787, and people thought very differently from one each other, and they came together to compromise and build a country. So
and build you know, a country
very
right
patriotic
there.
Patriotic values right where you're holding your summit. So everyone go to the summit.
I'm so excited. The tickets are, I mean, we already have sold more than half of the tickets. I'm so excited. It's going to be an intimate setting. You're going to be able to sit front row, ask questions. I'm building in a lot of Q&A. Let's come and let's talk. Go to KathyBarnett.com. I think we're about to take a break. Okay. See y'all on the other side.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.